96 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. From Florida to Maine, cleanup is underway after severe storms spark flooding and bring down trees and power lines. A suspected tornado caused widespread damage outside Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. More from the Weather Channel's Mike Seidel.
Waist-deep water in New Jersey. Firefighters taking people to safety. Near Boston, flames shot out from a downed power line. And in Queens, New York, a massive tree fell onto Catherine Papapaiolos' house. No one was hurt.
The house has some damages, but it did not came into the house.
Students in Campton, New Hampshire were dismissed early as floodwaters from the nearby dam started to rise.
A U.S. jury orders Bayer's Monsanto to pay $857 million to seven former students and parent volunteers at a Monroe, Washington school over PCB chemicals. They claim that the chemicals made by the company leaked from light fixtures at the Sky Valley Education Center and made them sick. Monsanto calls the award constitutionally excessive and says it will move to have the verdict overturned or reduced. Texas Governor Greg Abbott signs one of the harshest state immigration laws in modern history. The latest from reporter Chris Fox.
Senate Bill 4 is now law in the state of Texas.
From a border wall construction site in Brownsville, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott making it a state crime to enter Texas illegally.
We expect a dramatic drop, well over 50%, maybe 75% of the people coming across the border illegally.
Migrants' rights groups call it a show us your papers law and vow to strike it down in court before it takes effect in March. Adriana Pignon with the ACLU of Texas.
Fuels racial profiling and harassment and gives state officials the unconstitutional ability to deport people without any due process.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The United States and nine military allies are creating a new force to patrol the Red Sea, collect intelligence in the region, and more. The U.S. says it's in response to a number of attacks on shipping vessels by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
United Kingdom, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, the Seychelles Islands, as well as Spain will be involved. And at this particular moment, by my count, the United States has in the Arabian Gulf and Arabian Sea and Persian Gulf about 20 of our vessels, as well as about nine from our allies.
Marvel actor Jonathan Majors is convicted of assaulting his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
There were six jurors that found Jonathan Majors, 34-year-old actor, guilty on two counts, facing up to a year in prison. He is scheduled to be back here at Manhattan Criminal Court for sentencing on February 6th.
Marvel has cut ties with Majors. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Some intimate parts need the gentle, easy trim of a Gillette trimmer. And some need the closeness and comfort of a Gillette Intimate Razor. While others need a Gillette Anti-Chafe Stick. Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get down there. Buy now.
Halloween is over, but hiring is still a bit scary. Indeed's end-to-end solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates. Sponsor a job and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credits.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You could enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up, too. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks basketball on tap. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks homestand continues with two more games. They host the Spurs tomorrow night, then the Orlando Magic on Thursday. Milwaukee with a four-game winning streak. NFL, the Packers lost 34-20 to Tampa Bay. Quarterback Baker Mayfield had played at Lambeau Field with two other teams, the Browns and the Rams, and in his third consecutive trip to Green Bay, he finally got a win with the Buccaneers.
Third time's a charm, that's for sure. Our team was really prepared to come in here, mentality to come in here with one job in mind,
and just find a way to win.
Mayfield threw four touchdowns, 381 yards through the air, and a perfect quarterback rating of 158.3. I spoke to his favorite target, Chris Godwin, who had 10 catches for 155 yards.
Like I said, we got a lot of grit on this team.
Is it just me, or somewhere about 20 yards downfield off tackle, there's a spot with your name on it?
Yeah.
What was going on today?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's Buccaneers wide receiver Chris Godwin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the upper teens. And for tomorrow, a mostly sunny day, highs to the mid-30s with less wind. Sunshine near 40 degrees Wednesday. A mostly cloudy day for Thursday, slight rain chance late, highs in the low 40s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Thanks for joining me on this Monday night as we creep ever closer to Christmas here in Wisconsin. And is there a better place to be for Christmas than Wisconsin? I mean, even though we don't have snow, the weather's pretty mild for the most part, except today. It's just a great, you got pine trees, you got crisp air, lakes. It's beautiful. Wisconsin is right, Wisconsin. Christmas is right around the corner here in Wisconsin. So the last Monday before Christmas, so this is, you could say this is the most joyous Monday of the year because Christmas looms. So I'm excited. We have a great show for you tonight. Conrad and I are going to do our best to chase away a case of the Mondays. And I can say that because we had a guest last week who was in the movie Office Space. So I can use the phrase case of the Mondays and hopefully not be chastised. Richard Reilly was with us, and tonight we have a really kind of a jam-packed show. We've got Brandon Jones, a filmmaker from Milwaukee, will join me. He made a 10-minute video about Giannis. Today is the 10th anniversary of the first game Giannis started for the Bucks, and Brandon does a lot of work with the Bucks. He's a really talented filmmaker. He'll be here at 9 o'clock to talk about it. And then after that, I will welcome Greg Schwemm, a nationally syndicated columnist. He wrote a great article about the holidays that I will share with you. And Greg and I will discuss his article and how he got to be where he is and the holidays. That'll be fun. And I think we're going to have a surprise guest at 8:30 because there's a few things we got to sort out here. And I'll get to that. And it involves George Clooney. But first, I want to say that this is kind of cool. Jerry Seinfeld played in Milwaukee this past weekend, and he was seen eating at an Indian restaurant called India Garden in Wauwatosa. Somebody snapped a picture, and it made the rounds, mostly through Southeast Wisconsin, on Facebook pages, on the restaurant's Facebook pages, of Jerry eating at this restaurant. So tomorrow, it's going to be really fun. I'm going to have the owner of India Garden here, Charanjeet Bola, is going to join me, and we're going to find out what Jerry ordered. So you're not going to want to miss that. That's tomorrow night. I don't know if you like Indian food. I love it. And I can't. I think it was Lisa Simpson who said, sometimes it's so spicy, you can see through time. But it's delicious. You like Indian food, Conrad?
I do. Yeah. I do.
What's your favorite dish? Do you have one or you just kind of play the field?
I definitely, you know, I think it would be curry. Something with curry.
Curry, yeah. Well, that's a good bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, I'm with you. I love it. So maybe you and I can go out to Indian food one night.
That's an idea.
Yeah. We'll find out where Jerry went. We'll go there and we'll order the Seinfeld special. So that'll be fun. Tomorrow night, Charanjeet Bola will be here and we'll talk about Jerry and what he felt like when Jerry Seinfeld, who is the co-creator of one of my favorite sitcoms ever, Seinfeld, what he ate while he was there. That'll be fun. So there are some birthdays, too, some really cool celebrity birthdays. And whenever I see which celebrity has a birthday, it always kind of gets my wheels turning about what movies we can talk about, you know, and what they've done and, you know, how their careers came to be. I think that is fascinating. And tonight, Brad Pitt turns 60. That guy is 60, and I can't believe it. So, Brad Pitt, happy birthday. We'll hear it. We're going to hear some audio from my personal favorite Brad Pitt movie ever. And it's one I seriously doubt you could guess what it is. But we're going to play that in a little bit. Keith Richards turns 80 today. His blood is probably only 20. I think he's had several transfusions. Ray Liotta is deceased, but it is his birthday as well. Katie Holmes turns 45. And Steven Spielberg turns 77. He's really coming into his own as a filmmaker. So we might watch a little bit of their, or hear a little bit of their stuff as the show goes on. And tonight's question, do you send Christmas cards out? Or are they a thing of the past? I'll be honest, I don't do it anymore. I think my wife and I did it once. Not once. We stopped, I would say. The last time we did it, my son was probably 9 and my daughter was like 4 or 5. And the time and energy that goes into Christmas cards is like, it's like a week of your life and somehow you spend 12 grand just to get Christmas cards. And tracking down addresses, you know, and I've never been one of those people when someone sends me a Christmas card, I go and enter all their contact info. I just don't do it. I look at the pictures and I toss it and I think about them for a few minutes, which is nice. But I couldn't get into the Christmas card thing myself. So that's the question. Do you send Christmas cards out or are they a thing of the past? Text us and let us know. 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Or you can text right in on the Civic Media app. If you have the Civic Media app, text us. There's a little button right at the bottom. It's so easy. And if you don't have it, you should have it because it's a really easy to use app. And I'm not just saying that. I would just say that if it weren't true, but it is true. So I'm saying it. And now I know you don't know what to believe, but trust me. Download it, and if you're dissatisfied, it's free. And it's free anyway, so you can't. It's a no-lose situation. So cool birthdays today. And, okay, so George Clooney made news today. He says there are not enough drugs in the world to get him to play Batman again. He told this to Entertainment Tonight. He is not interested. Are people clamoring for George Clooney to revise his role as Batman? I think we all remember that's the Batman with nipples. The bat suit had nipples. Did you see that movie, Conrad?
Yeah.
Batman and Robin? I think easily the worst Batman movie ever made. It got on Rotten Tomatoes. I looked this up today because I was curious. I remember it got horrid reviews, 11% good reviews. And sometimes like when there's a blockbuster or what they hope to be a blockbuster about an iconic character like Batman, the movie is kind of a stinker, and it gets about 20% maybe from critics. But sometimes the audience members still rally around, and it gets like 70% approval from audience members. George Clooney's Batman got 16% from the audience. 11% critics, 16% from audiences. That is a clunker, man. If you got an iconic character like Batman, big movie star like George Clooney. I think Chris O'Donnell played Robin in the movie. I think Schwarzenegger was in it. Uma Thurman, Joel Schumacher directed. You almost have to try to make that bad. 11% critics, 16% audience. And Clooney says he won't do it again. Well, I mean, duh. That guy can do anything he wants. Why would he want to go back and play Batman? Maybe to right a wrong? I don't know. But not a lot of the Batmans have been great, or good even for that matter. The Christopher Nolan Batmans were all good, I think, 1, 2, and 3. And I think the most recent one with Robert Pattinson was pretty good. But I don't know why it needed to be made. It was kind of similar in capturing the spirit as the Christopher Nolan ones. But, you know, whatever they made it, it was good. So I don't know about this. You know what I would love to do? Conrad, are you there?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm glad you haven't left yet. So Mike Toomey is a Batman expert. We should get him on the phone. Is there a way we could see if he's available? Could you do that like when we go to break or something? I would love to bring Mike in and talk to him about this Batman stuff.
I'll track him down.
All right. That's fantastic. In the meantime, celebrity birthdays. Hey, before you do that contract. Okay. Here's what I want to do. It's Brad Pitt's birthday. He turns 60. This is my, I want to play a clip. This is my favorite Brad Pitt scene. And in my opinion, one of his best acting roles. It's basically a cameo. He was already a name at the time, but it's from a movie called True Romance with Christian Slater. James Gandolfini is a character in the film. He comes to the door and Brad Pitt is just there on the couch getting stoned. And Gandolfini is looking, he's the bad guy. And he's looking for Christian Slater's character and Patricia Arquette's character. So let's play that clip, Conrad.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
You Dick?
No.
Dick Ritchie?
No, he's not here right now.
You live here?
Yes, I do.
He's sort of roommates?
Exactly, roommates.
Yeah, well, maybe you can help me. I'm looking for a friend of mine. Clarence Worley from Detroit? Traveling with a real pretty girl named Alabama.
Yeah, man, I know them. They've been by here.
You seen them?
Mm-hmm.
They staying here?
No, they're staying at the Safari Motel Inn. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel?
Yeah.
How do you know that? I mean, have you been over there?
No. Well, they were here, and they said that they were going to go there. And they went.
Yeah?
Yeah. Safari Motel.
Safari Motel.
Uh-huh. Hey, you want to watch some TV or something? They might be back here.
No, no, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you take care. I might be back.
Yeah. Okay, be cool. Condescend me, man. Kill you, man.
That is gorgeous. That's Brad Pitt in the movie True Romance. Just kind of a cameo and maybe the best stoner, maybe my favorite movie stoner since, Spicoli. I just love it. That was great. Brad Pitt turned 60 today. So we got a few more other birthdays we'll get to. Our question for tonight is, are Christmas cards a thing of the past? Do you still send them out? Let us know. 920-264-0606. Here's a text from 630. No need to send Christmas cards. Waste of money. Time, paper, postage. Exclamation point. If they know me or my family, they already follow me on social media. They know what I'm up to and see pics every other day. Every other day? Wow. That's really impressive. That's actually Andrew from Verona. The 630 threw me. Thank you, Andrew. That's good. Yeah, that's you're very diligent about posting pictures. I am not that diligent, and I don't do the Christmas cards anymore either. I know you can sound like a bah humbugger if you don't do that. I love getting them. I know that's selfish, but I don't know. I just can't bring myself to send them out, you know. But we'll talk about that because Greg Schwemm's going to be here later, and that's what his column is about, is he got a Christmas card from someone. He had no idea who the people were. So we'll talk to Greg about that. And we're trying to track down our Batman expert who's going to get to the bottom of this George Clooney stuff, not wanting to play Batman again. And I think when we get back, we're going to play... I don't know what we'll do, Conrad. We'll figure it out, though. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, WAUK.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting live and statewide from the City Deck Studios at WGBW here in Green Bay. Our question tonight, are Christmas cards a thing of the past? Do you still send them out? I'm curious. I don't. But I will admit, I do look at them and I like looking at them. I'm just lazy. And I don't have $12,000 to send them out. I might be exaggerating there. Here's a text that I got. I love when friends text me personally on the phone, even though I'm reading the station number here. It's 920-264-0606. Let me know. Do you still send out Christmas cards or are they a thing of the past? This person says, I love sending them out and look forward to it. Sort of indignant there. Kind of coming at me a little bit. Like they don't even appreciate the question. Like it shouldn't even be up for debate. Well, I disagree. In just a few minutes, we're trying to get a hold of Mike Toomey. He is our resident Batman expert. Because we want to get to the bottom of this. George Clooney says he will not play Batman again. There are not enough drugs in the world to get him to play Batman again. Has that happened? Have people been drugged and then like someone lifted their arm to sign the contract to play a role? I'm not saying it's never happened, but that's obviously a fear of George Clooney's. He made an appearance in The Flash because he says fans were asking for him to return as Batman. Look, I like George Clooney, but I seriously doubt that. That was a bad movie, Batman and Robin. Says, I thought there was such a clamor for me to come back as Batman, as you know, Clooney said. I actually said, where are my rubber nipples? As they were like, can we do it without the rubber nipples? Yeah, he took some flack for that costume, but it's not like he designed it. He obviously, I mean, he was George Clooney even back then. He could have said, I'm not wearing this costume. But he did. And now he's taking a shot at the wardrobe people. Not cool. We'll see if we can get Mike Toomey on because I'd like him to weigh in on the George Clooney controversy. In the meantime, it's also Ray Liotta's birthday. And Ray Liotta passed away, unfortunately. He was a great actor. And I think we'll start with, let's go. Ray Liotta would have, I don't even know how old he would have been today. I think he was would have been in his 60s, late 60s. I can find that out. I have the information superhighway right in front of me. But let's play, Conrad, let's play a Ray Liotta clip. Do we have the Field of Dreams clip? This is where Kevin Costner built the baseball field in his yard in Iowa. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, played by Ray Liotta, shows up loving that he can be on a baseball field again. It's a very sweet scene. Let's play that, Conrad.
Could I come back again?
Yeah. I built this for you.
There are others, you know. There were 8 of us. It really meant a lot to them.
Yeah. Anytime. They're all welcome here.
All right.
We're keeping this field.
That's Kevin Costner and Ray Liotta and Amy Madigan. And, you know, it's a cool scene, but kind of a weird thing to do. Right? I mean, I'm just picturing me telling my wife I'm going to go out and make a baseball field in our backyard. And, you know, she might indulge me because that's what you do in marriage. Let each other do stuff you don't always understand. But kind of a weird thing. And then we have another one. Let's play. This is a clip from Goodfellas. This is one of my favorite scenes. This is where he's introducing all the characters at the bar. Kind of an iconic scene, famous scene. Ray Liotta kind of describing what he sees in the bar as he enters in Goodfellas.
Me and Tommy and me, and there was Anthony Stabile.
How you doing?
Frankie Carbone.
Wait,
And then there was Mo Black's brother, Fat Andy. And his guys, Frankie the Wop, Freddie No Nose. And then there was Pete the Killer, who was Sally Balls' brother. And you had Nicky Eyes.
What's up, guy?
And Mikey Francesi.
Yeah, I want to see him.
And Jimmy Two Times, who got that nickname because he said everything twice, like...
I'm going to go get the papers,
For us, to live any other way was nuts. To us, those goody-good people who work sh** jobs for bum paychecks and who took the subway to work every day, worried about their bills, were dead. And they were suckers. They had no balls. If we wanted something, we just took it. If anyone complained twice, they got hit so bad, believe me, they never complained again. It was just all routine, and you didn't even think about it.
That's Ray Liotta from Goodfellas. It's his birthday today. I love how they introduce the characters. There's Mo Black's brother. Like, we don't know who Mo Black is, but we know his brother. And Sally Balls' brother, Pete the Killer. Like, to preface Pete the Killer by saying he's Sally Balls' brother, she must have been a really heavy hitter. That would be my guess. So it's Ray Liotta's birthday today. There's a couple clips. We heard one from Field of Dreams and Goodfellas. Who else we got, Conrad? We got that Katie Holmes clip? I think we have time for that, right?
Yeah, we got it.
Katie Holmes, she turns 45 today. This is a clip from Batman. And this is kind of like, she's kind of like the moral compass with Bruce Wayne right now. And they meet for the first time since he left Gotham City after his parents died and went off to find himself and became this kind of trained killer, or not killer because he's Batman, but he kind of became Batman. And this is the first time that Katie Holmes sees Christian Bale's character, Bruce Wayne. Go ahead, Conrad.
Mitchell?
I'd heard you were back. What are you doing?
Just swimming. Wow, it is good to see you.
You've gone a long time.
I know. How are things?
Same. Job's getting worse.
Can't change the world on your own.
What choice do I have? You're too busy swimming.
Rachel, all this... It's not me. It's inside. I am more.
Come on, Bruce, come on. We have some old tests for you to buy.
Bruce, deep down, you may still be that same great kid you used to be. But it's not who you are underneath. It's what you do that defines you.
Characters are defined by their actions. That's a great line. Katie Holmes, 45 today. So we've got some more texts here. Our question tonight, do you send Christmas cards out? Or are they a thing of the past? And I've got one that just said yes. So I assume that means yes, I still send them out. This is from the 608. Hey, Pete, Ross from Soldiers Grove. I'm above middle age, and I used to send a few cards, probably out of tradition, from my parents, but not anymore. I get one from a sister. Otherwise, usually, I'm getting Christmas cards from businesses. I'm like you. I think it's nice to get a card, but I don't send them. There you go, Ross. We're both hypocrites. I can live with that because we're good to ourselves. Here's another one from the 920. I buy the cards and have good intentions, but somehow they never get done. So someone has a huge stack of Christmas cards at their house. That's kind of cool. You'll get to it. So that's our question tonight. Do you still send out Christmas cards or is it a thing of the past? Let us know. 920-264-0606. I'm told we have a resident Batman expert waiting to talk with us. That's coming up in just a couple minutes. This is Pete Schwabba, and you're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
CBS News Brief. At least two people have died after a storm system in Florida sweeps up the East Coast. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis.
Because we've had so much rain, dozens and dozens of rivers expected over the next 2 days to be at moderate or major flood stage from around the tri-state area all the way through northern New England.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas signs a law authorizing state officials to arrest and seek the deportation of migrants suspected of crossing the border with Mexico illegally.
The goal of Senate Bill 4 is to stop the tidal wave of illegal entry into Texas.
Actor Jonathan Majors is found guilty of assaulting his former girlfriend Grace Jabari in New York City earlier this year. The now former Marvel actor has also been acquitted of aggravated harassment. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It's really split between the jury saying we don't see intentional assault, we don't see aggravated harassment, but we think that he did something criminal that he shouldn't have done.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will begin offering abortion services in Sheboygan again before the end of the year. Planned Parenthood began offering abortions in Madison and Milwaukee in September, but we're waiting to beef up their staff in Sheboygan before starting there again. Sheboygan County DA Joel Ermansky says that he will respect a ruling from a Dane County judge earlier this month that said that the law that was interpreted as an abortion ban is actually a ban on non-consensual fetuses. Decides. Governor Evers might consider sending the National Guard into understaffed state prisons. That's what some advocates and families of inmates would like him to do. The Department of Corrections says state prisons in Wisconsin are 29% short-staffed. Advocates say that's making conditions isolated, dangerous, dirty, and generally unhealthy behind bars. Evers' office has not said what he might do. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly clear sky, a low in the upper teens. And for tomorrow, a mostly sunny day, highs to the mid-30s with less wind. Sunshine near 40 degrees Wednesday. A mostly cloudy day for Thursday, slight rain chance late, highs in the low 40s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
breaking
milk
breast.
Bucket.
Breaking breast.
Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwab. We're broadcasting live from the City Deck in Green Bay at the WGBW studios. And you probably recognize that music if you're old. Like me, I'm old enough. I grew up, that was my first exposure to Batman was the 1970s TV show where Bruce Wayne was in the, or Batman was in the huge, like, kind of briefs. And but the reason we're talking about Batman is because George Clooney says there are not enough drugs in the world to get him to play Batman again. And I don't really see that people are really demanding that because he made a really bad Batman movie. So just to bring this to you guys and share this with you, we tracked down Mike Toomey. He's a comedian and he's a WGN morning host in Chicago. But he knows Batman more than anybody I know. We had to get Mike's opinion. He is with us now. I am proud and honored to welcome renowned stand-up comedian Mike Toomey. Hey, Mike.
Well, Pete, I don't know if I deserve all that kind of.
Are you saying I built you up too much?
I'm so happy to be joining you right now.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And I don't know. First of all, I just want to say Mike does a Christmas show in Southeast Wisconsin. Is it Kenosha, Mike?
Well, this year it was in Kansasville, which is, it's near Racine. It's near, I forget what else it's near, but it's out there.
Yeah.
It's not far. Okay. It's not far.
And you've been doing it for years now, and it's like a big hit down there, right?
It is. It does really well, and people come out to see it, and then I end up doing a couple, or at least one, in Illinois as well. And this year I did it at Rosemont Zanies.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so this Wisconsin show... I'm sure you sell out, but I can tell people now and get a head start for next year. Can they buy tickets already?
No, they're going to have to probably wait till like October, but I appreciate that you're giving everybody a heads up.
Well, it's a great show. It gets great reviews. I highly recommend it next year. Go see Mike Toomey, wherever the show is. You can follow him on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and get the details because it's a really great show. But
thank you.
Mike, you're welcome. You and I did stand-up for years. I remember you talking about Batman almost incessantly, almost ad nauseum.
Yes.
And you're a fan. What do you think about this George Clooney news? I mean, he's acting like everybody's calling for him to play Batman. Does anybody care?
No. You know, first off, he's in his 60s, and there is no iteration of Batman in his 60s in any of the comics. There's an older Batman in The Dark Knight Returns, but there's a cartoon series called, what is it called? Where a kid is Batman and Bruce Wayne trains him. Batman Beyond, it's called.
Oh, yeah.
He could do that. But you're right. Nobody's asking him to do it. He just feels so terribly about how that turned out that he's almost like fending you off if you're about to attack him. Like you're about to make fun of him. It's like you're about to make fun of him. No, that movie sucked. I don't want anything to ever do with any Batman ever again. You know,
right? He's making fun of the nipple suit. It's like, you know, you could have said no to that. Don't throw the wardrobe department under the bus. You're George Clooney,
right? And he said, you know, he took it for commercial reasons because he thought it'd be successful because it was a booming franchise. And it wasn't long after they even started shooting it where he started giving little clues. Like he'd say stuff like, boy, I hope I'm not the guy to run this into the ground. Boy, I hope I don't. The movie wasn't even out yet, and he was saying things like that. You know, if you've seen it, right? You've seen it, right?
Oh, it's yeah, so years ago.
They're playing hockey with a giant diamond.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And then he pulls out his credit card, and it has a bat insignia on it, and he pulls it out of his belt. He goes, don't leave home without it, and then puts it back in his belt.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, because that's what Batman wants is a lot of attention to himself.
Right.
He has a vanity card. That movie, Mike, got 11% on Rotten Tomatoes from critics and 16% from audience. Like, usually the audience still likes it because it's Batman or it's some big caramel comic book character. 16%. That's hard to do.
Well... Oh, here's why it got that high. because people go in who love the character and they just want to see that character come to life on screen.
Yeah.
And then they watch, they go, there he is. And then they leave and then they get home and then a few years pass and they're like, what was I watching?
They get home and they feel sick to their stomach and they can't figure out why.
Yeah. And they can't go to sleep. Like they'll fall asleep for a minute and then they'll get up out of bed.
So, all right. So you are such a fan of Batman. The word on the street is, and I've got my ear to the ground. You can channel previous Batmans. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, I can do that. It's not all of them, but some of them. The ones who have left us on occasion. Yes. I've been able to channel and reach. Yes.
Do you think you could try? My guest, by the way, is Mike Toomey. He's a phenomenal comedian and he's on the WGN Morning Show. If you're listening from Chicago, we're talking about Batman and George Clooney saying he will never play Batman again. And I know Mike is the biggest fan. And if you think, do you think it's something you could channel tonight on the show here?
Sure. Let me see what I can do here. Let me see if I can slowly morph into the Cape Crusader. Mr. Schwabo, what a pleasure to join you.
Is this Adam West? Show.
It is. And I tell you what, I'm up in the clouds and I'm enjoying this conversation because when I wanted George Clooney, I said, you're out of your mind.
Well, now, Adam, didn't you, when they were casting Michael Keaton, didn't you say you wanted to play Batman and you were probably as old as Clooney? And I mean no disrespect.
I was 60 at the time. I wanted it so badly. In the movie, they tried Keaton, and that didn't work. And then they tried Kilmer, but he was a jerk. And then it was Clooney. But what about West? Don't they know that I'm the best?
Very nicely done, Adam. Hey, so Adam, you guys did a Batman movie in the 70s that didn't get great reviews, but it's kind of become like a cult favorite. How did you feel about that at the time? Did you feel like that was your Clooney moment in the Batman suit?
Of course not. I never disrespect the role that made me who I am. We took a little break between season one and season two. And because of that movie budget, we were afforded a Batcopter and a Batcycle. I'll never complain about that. It was where we matched wits with not just the Joker, but the Joker, the Penguin, the Riddler.
Yeah. You guys had your work cut out for you. You took a break. Is that when you put all the weight on for the second part? Or?
Yeah. It was pure West. There was no added weight. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Sure. Hello?
Adam's getting a call, I think.
Hello? Who's this?
Oh, this is Pete Schwabe with Nightlight on Civic Media.
Hello. Hello, Peter.
Who's that? What happened to Adam?
Adam is standing by. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Lewis Wilson. I played the first Batman on the movie screen in 1943. We battled the Dr. Ducker.
Wow. Well, this is a real honor. Are you?
Well, don't listen to him, Peter. You talk about my briefs. He could have had nipples on his suit, but his briefs were so high you couldn't even tell if he had them.
Well, listen.
That was very droll, Adam.
So do you guys hang out there? And I assume you're both in heaven if you're in the clouds. You guys pal around up there?
Not really, Keith. He sort of resents me because I originated the role. And not only that, my career thrived after Batman, whereas he was doing movies like The Happy Hooker Goes to Hollywood and Hooper with Burt Reynolds.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't think any of those comments are very funny, nor are they warranted, Lewis.
Hey, guys, I don't mean to... If I could ask this without starting anything, who do you think could take who? Who would kick some butt there?
I think I'd be able to put him away because of modern weight training. In the 40s, there wasn't any real conditioning.
Right. They just had medicine balls.
To be honest with you, Peter, I think Robert Lowry could have taken both of us. He played Batman in 1949.
Oh, is that true? Is he there too?
He is not. He is not only dead, also dead and dead.
Wow. Well, you guys,
he's double dead.
This is so great having you guys here. I was not expecting this. I just thought Mike Toomey would come on and we'd talk a little Batman, but we got an added bonus. We've got Adam West
and Lewis Wilson.
Lewis Wilson, who both
donned
the cape in that iconic role. This is so exciting.
Pete, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
After I left the role, I went into a wonderful career of acting and directing, and I made some movies in the 90s that appeared on Cinemax.
Is that true?
Yes, I directed and acted in both of them.
Oh, what were they called? Where can we see them? Still in, well,
one of them is called Affair of the Heart, and heart is spelled H-A-R-T. It's about a young model named Josie who takes a trip on a plane and has a magical visit with a fellow passenger, and she's desperately racing to get home and be as a part of my calendar.
Oh.
I'm the director, and I play the director in the movie, and I'm the director.
Oh, my God.
Is he done yet?
So wait a minute.
Is this guy done yet? Yeah. Is he done yet?
Well,
oh my God.
Adam,
my eyes are rolling back into my cowl.
I can tell you're getting upset. I apologize, but this is kind of interesting. I've never talked to anybody from Beyond the Grave before. And especially not a guy who played Batman and went on to have a career making, you know, Skinamax films. That's pretty exciting.
I wouldn't call them that, Pete. They were topless, but that was it.
Okay. I meant no disrespect. So Heart, Affair of the Heart, H-A-R-T, and I assume the main character's name is Heart?
Yes, her name is Josie Hart, and she was a model and also a columnist. And in the movie, wow. I'm putting together...
A model and a columnist?
Yes. And in the movie, I'm putting together a calendar, and Josie has to make the deadline because she's December.
Oh, wow. That must be stressful.
In the movie, we're going through every month, hoping that Josie makes it in time.
Oh, that seems like it'd get a little repetitive.
It sounds like a pile of crap, if you ask me. No.
Listen,
why
Adam,
don't you go at the happy hooker, what she's doing?
You guys, listen, I think you're both treasures, Adam and Lewis. Thank you for letting Mike channel you. This has been great. And I hope you guys, I don't know who God's favorite is, but I'm sure he likes both of you, or she, for that matter.
I believe God likes West is the best. Just ask Jim Morrison. He's up here, and he says the West is the best.
Now, Adam, you're just kind of rambling on, I think, a little bit. I mean,
twinkle, twinkle, little bat, how I wonder where you're at.
That is
the West is the best, baby.
That is Mike Toomey, and he was nice enough. Mike, what? I don't know how you do that, but thank you. Those guys were both great. And I think we broke some radio ground here tonight, thanks to you.
That took a lot out of me.
I was just going to say, you got these other people speaking through you. That must be exhausting.
Oh, my God, my head hurts.
So who is your favorite, Mike, out of those two, out of Lewis Winston and Adam West?
Lewis Wilson. Adam West is my absolute favorite.
Don't you think Winston would have been a better last name, though? Lewis Winston. I kind of like the way that sounds better.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they brought up Robert Lowry, who was also a good Batman.
Yeah, that was kind of a curveball. I wasn't expecting him to say that. So, Mike, who is your... Actually, Mike, can you hang around for 60 seconds? We just got to do some really quick business. I want to find out who your favorite Batman is, and I got a few holiday questions for you. Is that okay? Mike? Do we lose Mike, Conrad?
I hope he comes right back.
Well, let's see if we can get him back. I want to ask him who his favorite Batman was. And,
oh, there he is.
Oh, Mike, you're back. Welcome back, Mike.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I think it was West. I think he just didn't like
West,
the direction.
It was West from beyond the connection.
That's the only thing I could think it would be. What I was saying, we just have to do a quick commercial, and then I want to ask you some Christmas questions. Can you hang for like 60 seconds while we do some business here?
Sure can.
And I'm gonna put you on the spot. I'm gonna ask you who your favorite Batman is too.
Okay.
So get some rest, get a cold compress. I know that's hard when you channel the dead. It's Mike Toomey. We'll be right back with more of Mike. And let us know, are Christmas cards a thing of the past, or do you still send them? Text us and let us know on the app or at 920-264-0606. We'll ask Mike Toomey that too. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Coming from the room next door, my mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late in the evening and all the music's seeping through.
Young man, next thing I remember, I was walking down the street. I was feeling all right, I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah. Down along the avenue, some guys were shooting pool, and I heard the sound of acapella groove.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Come on.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Thanks for being with me on a Monday night. The last Monday before Christmas. That's exciting. We got a few texts here about our question of the night, which is, are Christmas cards a thing of the past? Do you still do them? I'd like to know. From the 502, I don't even know where that is. I got divorced and that took care of that. No more. But I do like getting them. Smiley emoji. And then from the 920, I guess it would be. Love getting Christmas cards, but they remind me so much of Instagram. Everyone else living a perfectly beautiful life. That is true. Mike Toomey is with me. Mike, do you send Christmas cards out?
No. You know what? You know those Christmas cards where people like write their whole everything that happened over the last
Christmas
year?
Christmas letters, yes.
Yeah. What I do is I go to people's house and tell them.
Individually.
Yeah. Like I'll knock on their door and then when they open I say hi and then I proceed. I have it memorized because I've done it so many times.
That is brilliant. Well, what do you mean memorized? Yeah, the news is different every year, isn't it, with your family?
No, like for this year, like I go to several homes to tell the same story.
Oh, that's fantastic. People must love that.
Fun. Yeah, they like it.
So is there something new we should... I get those too. And I'm telling you, sometimes I enjoy reading them and other times it's like, you know, Uncle Bob hasn't had a BM in months. We're hopeful. You know, right. So it's like, wow, really? Do you think he wants you to say that? I don't know. I don't get it. But that's pretty cool. I like the door-to-door approach. Although, you know, I don't know. So what do you do? Mike, I got another question for you. Eggnog, delicious or disgusting?
I'm going to go both ways because when I was a kid, I used to like it a lot. Okay. And now because I'm an adult, I look at that and go, what the hell were we thinking? To me, this is the thickest liquid known to man. And I'm going to give you a little experiment. Eggnog is the only drink that you finish and the glass still looks full after you're through with it.
Oh, that's really gross. So I'm going to put you in the gross column. Do you keep it in the house like for the holidays? Is it there?
It currently is not, actually.
Does your wife or the kids like it?
Nah, I might get some. They're all coming over. But, you know, I like to usually order it when I go to restaurants so that the server can say, sorry, sir, we're out of eggnog. Perhaps you'd care to chug this pancake batter in its place.
That would be more appealing to me, personally.
And then I say, yes, I'm hoping to have a heart attack by 7.
Do you know the Heimlich maneuver? Yeah, sure. Bring it on. Okay. Real tree, Mike?
The only time you need a Heimlich maneuver for liquid.
That's what I was thinking. That's where I was going with that. I'm glad you caught that. When it comes to a Christmas tree, real or fake?
Well, again, it was different in the past. When the kids were little, we would all get in the car and go pick one out and bring it home and put it up. Now, we just pull one out of the basement and, you know, it's fake.
Okay. And you prefer that?
Correct.
Yeah, same. A lot less messy, I think.
Yeah.
All right. So, favorite Christmas movie, Mike? What are we looking at?
I would have to say Miracle on 34th Street with Edmund Gwynn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The black and white or the colorized version?
The black and white. I mean, okay. I'm not opposed to it. The colorized version is fine.
Yeah.
But that's just remember watching as a kid, kind of.
Sure. That's a good one. Yeah, I haven't seen that in years. I'll have to rewatch that. What about It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas Vacation? You into those?
I am, but you know, there's another movie called Santa's Sleigh, and it's spelled S-L-A-Y. And at some point in that movie, Santa Claus drowns Fran Drescher in a bowl of eggnog.
I think that just tied this entire conversation together.
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm not even kidding. YouTube it. Type in Santa's Sleigh, eggnog scene, Fran Drescher, and it's there.
Is it a comedy or like a Violent Night type movie?
It's supposed to be scary, but they put funny things like that in there.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. And then last Christmas question for you, Mike. Favorite carol? And what is the most overplayed Christmas carol in your opinion?
My favorite carol would have to be Brady, and second would be the secretary on the Bob Newhart show.
Carol Brady? Okay. Who sang a few Christmas songs in her time? Florence Henderson.
Yeah.
And then yeah, I'm with you on the Bob Newhart thing, but let's just say Christmas song.
Okay, that I like?
Yeah. Well, the one you like and then one you think is horribly overplayed.
Okay. I really enjoy Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas because there's so many versions of it.
Yeah.
And the words are good. It's you know, it's about getting the family together.
Yeah, sweet.
I like it. The worst Christmas song, maybe even the worst song ever written, was The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come on. You're heartless.
It's like songwriters, you know, when they like get to a part where they get stuck, so they go, we'll go back to that part.
Right.
Where they go, what do we do with that part? Blah, 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 blah. We'll get back to that. Blah, 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 blah. We'll get back to that.
Right. And they never did.
Right. And then you listen to it. It's like, okay, where were this kid's parents? Like, it's the middle of the night and he's in a stable playing drum for a baby that was born in there. Where were his parents?
It was a different time, Mike. They didn't have the internet. You know, they didn't know what was out there. The world seemed like a much safer, more real place.
Right? He didn't have his phone. His parents couldn't call him. He couldn't send a ping.
Right.
Like his parents didn't get up and go, hey, where's Jimmy?
Hey, his drum's gone, too. What the H?
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right. We just have a few seconds left, Mike. Oh, by the way, Google the Jessica Simpson and her sister singing Little Drummer Boy and trying to be sexy. It's horrible. So I'll just leave that and we'll talk about that another time. But who is your favorite Batman? Just a couple seconds.
All right. Let me just say this before we go.
Yep.
Jessica Simpson singing Winter Wonderland with Ozzy Osbourne is worth a look as well.
I've seen that. She's trying to be sexy in that too. Don't be sexy during Christmas carols. There's a time and a place for that.
You're right. I have to go West because I grew up with West and I love him and I got to meet him. So that kind of sways me a little bit, but he was just a fun dude.
Agreed. And that's an awesome Adam West you do. I mean, that you channel. Fantastic stuff. Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. That's Mike Toomey, the great stand-up comic and WGN-TV personality. When we come back, I'm going to talk to someone who made a 10-year anniversary video for Giannis. It's the 10-year anniversary of his first start tonight. And we're going to talk to the man who made the video. And then Greg Schwemm is coming up later, the nationally syndicated columnist. This is Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You pick up little dynamite. Well, I'm gonna pick up little gun. Everyone on our out tonight. Make that highway run. You don't have a company tank. I don't wanna be your son.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.